see it as the maddening effect of a looming deadline collapsing towards a poorly baked loaf of a man. Binder Lineman feels it as inspiration brimming within his flesh, an abundance long assumed impossible. In fact, I would say, being largely on Team Binder, go Binder, is only as tangible as anything can be in the ether. But he would say it's laid out in front of him like his dinner that evening. I said it would only lead at best indigestion. He says,
I hope I explode.
Binder Lineman wants to start off in the village halls, he really does. Localities, localization, that will be as important as the hyper-processed material that will follow. Muse willing, of course. Following the initial scat that marks the territory, for even a muse defecates when their land is threatened. The possessive urge. Localizing of his vision, he's sure of that, vocalizing the legion within, but not aware as I am that he is a mere animal crapping on public thoroughfare. Crapping as the next animal along would too, particularly having sniffed his whiff. I'm languishing in the corner. Trousers round ankles, you'll notice his new tattoo on the knee if we're lucky.
How did that get there?
A banner in ink exclaiming,
Pre-foamed hand wash for those with tight switchovers. What does that mean? And how long will this switchover take?
Popping complete, he questions his reflection. Binder, turning away from the mirror, waddles to the side table. We are all here with him now, you are complicit. His destination, as with many of us, the mobile phone. Ah yes, he's beginning to dictate we should listen.
Read out a few paragraphs in the village hall. Small audience, question and answer. We could all be on the stage, more a workshop vibe. Bullet point. We could all be on the stage, me and the audience, raised barstool for me. Or all of them on barstools, me on a cushion. I could be sunk into the stage, like I'm in a bear pit. Google if any village halls still have a bear pit, there must be a few near Cheltenham. The bear and Graben, did I go there as a child? Was I miniature or miniaturised then?
Standing on a chair now, looking down at him kneeling on his pillow, surrounded by our duvets and dirty laundry, creating the bear pit as best I could.
So the opinions will be important, critical takes, but the odours, the lighting, for no doubt I don't want to alter them. What are they doing when I'm there? What are they up to? My hunches about the people present. Judge them, don't forget that. Don't let on the paragraphs of a Trojan horse. No, they're not. Don't bring in mythology to your soul. That's what all the clowns do. It's not a journey. Bullet point. And a paragraph a night, move to the next village along. When it's a chapter length, footnote, what constitutes a chapter? Will I feel it? Continue. So when it's chapter length, try a town hall. I loathe them already, I loathe them, the people. people are no doubt attracted with this tall little bastard in the green velvet suit keeps looking at his phone. I'll break off my reading. I can't let him do it. Listen, I'll say, it's only a couple of paragraphs. I'll be finished soon. You're not recording, are you? I was clear on that. It was scrawled in marker pen on the ticket. Marker on a printed ticket is not a mere afterthought. It's fencing. A boundary. The house is built. You're not permitted on my land anymore. He won't stop. He's that type, looks under. So I know he's heard. Then he mumbles. Well, it's not mumbling, but he's delivered in such a way he could have been reading a checklist. No, not a checklist or shopping list, no lists. But it's annoyingly pragmatic in its delivery.
Bill Arneman emphasizes the significance of opinions. Critical takes from the audience, planning to add a paragraph each night and gradually build up to a chapter. The transition to town halls marks a shift in scale, symbolising the growth of his unconventional tour. But where will it end? As the work grows, will the audience be spirited enough to move wholesale into the tenement blocks of his whimsy? Jealousy's tailor is naked, hungry, and shivering.
What will the bears think?
Thank you.